The number of students who learn online has surged from a handful a decade ago to an estimated hundreds of thousands today. And the U.S. Department of Education estimates that within a few years, most students will have access to online courses. To get an idea of how virtual learning works, Jennifer Wing of member station KPLU visited an online school.
From the parking lot of a small office park in Federal Way, Washington, south of Seattle, it's hard to pick out a school among the one-story whitewashed buildings. The Internet Academy looks more like a place to buy insurance than a school. Inside, it's very quiet. Computers outnumber people 3 to 1. The computer on Darlene Chalker's desk serves as a classroom of sorts for 120 kids all over the state. Sitting at her desk next to a large picture window, Chalker does what teachers do. She answers questions from her students.
Illustrate a word. Am I to draw a picture or draw the word with illustrations?
This student wants to know how to complete a vocabulary assignment.
What I'll do is I highlight it and I answer. And I just... Hi, Trishelle. Yes, you can draw a picture of the word to show the meaning. Every student who sends me an email gets an answer.
For the first time in the school's decade-long history, enrollment is full at nearly 1,000 students. Before coming to the Internet Academy, Chalker taught in a regular brick-and-mortar classroom for 13 years.
It's easy for the student to sit in the back of the classroom and possibly turn in all their assignments, but really not have much contact with the teacher. Online, I'm getting to know every one of them more than I ever did in the classroom.
In a suburban home a few miles away, 13-year-old Jessica Birch is lapping up the feedback she's getting from Chalker and her online colleagues. Working from her bedroom, complete with a pink jewelry box and satiny purple bedspread, Jessica sits at a desk. Today, she drew a colorful picture of Thomas Jefferson and handed it in by scanning it into her computer. Jessica's favorite instructor is Mrs. Anderson, who teaches English.
For one thing, in her emails, she uses lots of the smiley faces.
How often do you see her in person?
I haven't met her in person, but I've seen her online.
Jessica and her 12-year-old brother, Justin, are the exception in the world of online learning. They're doing it full time. Most students take one virtual class at a time and work out of a school library or a computer lab. But the Birch children say they were being bullied at their regular school, so their parents decided to sign them up at the Internet Academy. Jessica says she's posing more questions to her online teachers than she ever did in the classroom.
If there's a question that's kind of silly, if I ask it, it's not like the whole class is going to be laughing, because it's not like they're going to know.
That's just one of the benefits. Gene Maroff is the author of A Classroom of One. He says little research exists on the effectiveness of online learning, but he says it has potential, especially for children who might fall through the cracks, teenage mothers, kids who work full-time, and students like the Birches who are bullied. But there's a downside, too. Maroff says the virtual classroom is not for elementary students, where social interaction is critical.
In a school setting, children learn to deal with the ideas that others have and be more tolerant, to follow rules, learning to be honest, to be reliable in situations that put demands on them in school. They learn through these kinds of experiences.
What makes a virtual education so appealing to students like the Birches is that they can do their homework whenever they want. Managing the freedom of that time is where a lot of online students get into trouble. But not these two. Their parents, Robert and Paula Birch, work opposite job shifts, so one of them is always around. On this day, Paula has the night shift. Sitting on her daughter's bed after a long day of work, she says the hectic schedule isn't easy. She rarely sees her husband.
We don't have evenings together anymore.
Even when Paula's at the office, she's always checking in. The school makes it possible to log into lesson plans.
At work, during my lunch hour or on my break, I will jump online and see what they're doing. And I'll call home and say, hey, what are you doing? And oh, I'm doing English. No, you're not. I'm online and you haven't done anything. What are you doing?
So far, the Birches are very happy with the education their children are getting online. Their grades are good, and the constant feedback and access to teachers is making them more excited about learning. The Birches are considering keeping their children enrolled through high school. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Wing in Seattle.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.